Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all those that are out there, the over-the-road truck drivers, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's cooler there than it is where I'm at right now, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
What's temperature?
We got 50 degrees here tonight, Captain.
Did you say 60?
No, 50.
50. Okay, well, we got 66. It's like a heat wave.
That's right.
Compared to what it's been, I mean, we're back. Yay, we're back. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, it's a busy news night. We got all kinds of things going on here. First of all, let's get in on the weather because we do have this storm coming across. And in the deep south in Alabama, we had a tornado that came across. And I believe one person was killed and six injured in a small town.
I believe one killed and eight injured. And this is a town near Sawyerville, Alabama. That's right.
Okay, I'm trying to think of where that is. I think that's near Tuskegee, Alabama. I think that's where that's at, in that area. Okay, well, what else do we got going? There's more than a tornado. We got snow, sleet, ice. They're telling people to stay off the roads in Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This storm, of course, continues to move eastward. Now, the good news is it should start getting out of the northeast later on Friday, but you're going to have a lot of cold air. So if you've got rain in that area, of course, it's very likely to turn to snow. And another blast of cold air is going to be on the heels of this thing as well. So now, of course, this is stretching all the way up. Of course, it's gone through Texas all the way especially up as you go through up into throughout the Midwest, up through New York State and so forth, and up into New England. And it's definitely shifting now. You've got the Northeast is going to have a lot of snow, a lot of sleet, freezing rain, as you were just talking about, and you're also going to have a lot of ice on the roads. That's one of the reasons to stay off the roads as well. Also, in southern Alabama, you're still going to have a flash flood potential from some of these storms as well. So this is really a big one, and so especially in terms of what your local situation may be like, you definitely want to hunker down for this, and don't go out if you absolutely don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, another story that doesn't want to go away, that's CNN. CNN is in talks right now to pay Andrew Cuomo some $9 million in hush money to protect Mr. Zucker and the network. And, of course, that's what this would be, is that we're going to pay him money to get him to stay quiet.
Well, that's right. Now, of course, Cuomo has, I believe, been suing CNN for his $18 million settlement over his contract, and you know, exiting the network the way that he did. And so, obviously, there's a lot of speculation. I think it's pretty good speculation that it might have been Cuomo himself who helped to sort of tip this whole thing about Zucker and the undisclosed relationship and so forth. Could be some bad blood going on there, but obviously, Captain, there's more to this than Zucker and an undisclosed relationship, one might think, and Chris Cuomo may be holding some of the keys to that, so obviously they're going to want to try to button this up as fast as possible.
Well, that plus the fact that surprise numbers are now showing in all the different overnight ratings and whatnot that are out there, that the Dems that are watching TV are no longer watching CNN or MSNBC. Believe it or not, they're watching Fox and the number one program, Tucker Carlson.
This is really something to see, isn't it? Because what it shows, Captain, we're talking, I think, about people across the highways and byways who are Democrats, who are now fed up with whatever it is that their party, maybe their former party now, has been doing, and they're looking for information. And Tucker does a great job, obviously, in doing that, and I think there's a reason they're gravitating over there.
And there are a lot of people that are leaving the Democratic Party right now. They're not only moving with their feet, but they're moving with their votes.
That's exactly right. People have had enough. They've had enough of the far left. They've had enough of the woke agendas. They've had enough of it being foisted on them, Captain.
Yeah.
And they are just going to take a stand. They can't take it anymore.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you something else here about what's going on, because Joe Biden yesterday did a complete 180 on the police support and defunding the police and all that. You get a complete 180. Okay, we got a new promo coming up. Here we go.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we'll do just that. Thank you very much, Kyle. And we'll be right back to Kyle Warren in a second here. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. They got a lot of specials going on right now. A lot of specials. And if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and double-click on there, that little box link that's right there, you will wind up seeing about 150 items all on sale. 50% off, 67% off, 75% off on everything that's on that page. And you'll find some really great deals there, too. Remember, whatever you buy at MyPillow, you have a 60-day return policy. The MyPillow slippers are on sale. The MyPillow sheets are on sale. The MyPillow towels are on sale right now. And a lot of other great things there, too. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them and talk to a live person and place your order that way, you can do so by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN, and that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 1-800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
As I said, we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Now, most voters believe President Joe Biden's immigration policy is worse than former President Donald Trump's policy and expect the issue to affect the midterm elections in November. I say that's a no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer, and it should be a no-brainer for the administration. But for some reason, Captain, obviously they're not behaving, reacting, analyzing, processing this as any quote-unquote normal administration might. In fact, the worst that the American people cry out about this whole border situation, the entire kit and caboodle of it, the more that this administration seems to say, what? You know, we don't, I'm sorry, we can't hear you or something like that, because I believe they want these kinds of policies in place in order to continue to destabilize things. And again, why wouldn't they do that? So of course, it's interesting that it would, in comparison to Trump and all of the negative press that Trump got on the border policy, which if that negative press wasn't there, that headwind, I think a lot more people would think, okay, this is a much more reasonable, practical approach to border security. So things may be changing quite significantly for this administration in terms of perception.
Right. Now, Nancy Pelosi reached out and touched, if you will, the Olympic participants yesterday, and she warned the U.S. Olympians to shut up and compete instead of trying to call China out on any of their policies they have there that may not be to their liking.
You know, Captain, this is just a disaster. I think the whole thing, you know, we support our athletes, you know, who've worked so hard, and hopefully they're going to be able to compete in an apolitical kind of way.
I doubt it.
That kind of environment. Yeah, well, of course, exactly. But there's no clear cut anything from the American government, I think, regarding how the athletes should be, what our point of view is. In other words, as Americans, we should never be able to have to go somewhere and then just kind of keep our light under a bushel. You know, we are the Americans. We are for freedom. There are many other countries too that love freedom, and we should be able to show that to the rest of the world. That's what can be on display there. Now, that being said, you always try to be a good guest in whatever country that you're in, but the communist Chinese government situation is so different, you know, from what we've seen in the recent times anyway, that it's put these athletes into a very, very bad position. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, doesn't want to rock the boat for anything, I guess.
Well, I assume that's correct, but I still, for the life of me, if it had been me, I would have said, we're not going to the Olympics.
Well, and
especially
I
in light of the pandemic and where it started.
Well, precisely. And the fact that there's no real resolution and there's no real responsibility being taken. And there's nothing there that says we're all coming together in this great spirit of competitiveness and things are kind of okay in the world while the Olympics are going on. That's the feeling that people are looking for and expecting. Rightly so,
good
you
luck.
Know, for this kind of thing. That's right. But things have gotten so far out of kilter. And it's not just Nancy Pelosi today. It's a buildup. It's a buildup of some of these big celebrity athletes and so forth and the influence that China has with the money and the market and all the stuff. You know, it's created this sort of situation where, you know, people can't really speak the way that they want to speak. But as Americans, we always speak for freedom. And our government, Captain, and I agree with you, maybe we shouldn't have gone, because you can't go to a country that is obviously doing what it's doing, for example, to the Uyghurs or suppressing things in other ways, and just kind of pretend like, well, that's not in our lane. It's not our bailiwick over there. That's weird.
Did you see the president, Joe Biden, yesterday wander a little bit from the podium where he'd given some remarks, and he appeared to be lost as to how he was supposed to back off or get off the stage or whatever, and he reached out to have his wife hold his hand and help him down the little couple of three stairs or whatever that were there. Did you see that?
I've seen him do something similar to that. When I saw him give his remarks, he was seated and reading his remarks.
That was so pathetic, what happened yesterday. It was obvious that he was in some sort of distress.
Well, I was thinking it's pretty stressful for him to go and have that big meeting and have Merrick Garland there and have the new mayor there and go through this whole thing, this whole binder almost full of remarks that he had to give. And it must have really started to take a toll.
Well, he actually had to have help from his wife to lead him down off the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was obvious.
Well, you know, something else, too, we could throw out there. Have you noticed Joe Biden doesn't really go very far from Washington? I mean, comparatively, it's a hop, skip, and a jump on Air Force One.
Sure.
To New York, obviously, or to Delaware.
Sure.
But if you notice, he never, like, travels other places. He never goes to the Midwest for the day or, you know what I mean? He doesn't make these kinds of things. It's all very compact and very tight. And I'm wondering if they really need to make sure that, he just doesn't get far afield.
That may be true, but coming up with the midterms, if he's going to get out there and campaign for people, which you would think he would, he's going to have to travel.
He's going to have to travel, and I'm wondering, Captain, how many candidates will feel that both Biden and Harris have simply become toxic to the point where, don't come to the campaign.
Well, plenty of them have already.
Exactly. So this is a sinking ship, I hate to say, because, too many geopolitical things are happening. Russia and China, for example, just for openers. And so you have a weakening American president, and that's bad for everybody because we don't want to wake up and have some situation with North Korea and China and Russia and something else, all starting to happen. And because you've got a foundering, administration that's foundering politically.
Well, President Biden will soon nominate a black female for the Supreme Court. And in so doing, he'll be fulfilling a package and a pledge made to secure the endorsement of South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn, because that's why he's doing this.
Yeah, that was the promise, evidently, that was made. And a lot of people are making a lot of hay out of this, especially because back in the day, I think back in 1980, Ronald Reagan said it was high time to have a woman on the Supreme Court. And he wanted to appoint a very well qualified woman to the Supreme Court, and it was historic. And of course, that was Sandra Day O'Connor, right? So, but I was thinking about this because some of the news broadcasts are trying to use this as a thing of, well, Ronald Reagan did this, and now everybody's decrying Joe Biden for that. But the contexts are so fundamentally different. There's nothing wrong with appointing an African-American person, man or woman, to the Supreme Court. Just go talk to Chuckie Schumer because he forgot all about Thurgood Marshall.
Chuckie right? Boy Schumer. Yeah, he did. We'll talk about that when we come back because some of them don't know what we're talking about. But, okay, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, weekend coming up, and we're going to let this guy take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A severe winter storm has dumped snow and ice through a large portion of the United States and canceled thousands of flights and knocked out power to customers in Tennessee and Texas. At least 5,000 flights into or out of the U.S. were canceled, with almost 3,000 flight delays. The severe weather produced a tornado in southwestern Alabama, which killed one woman and injured several other people. Emergency crews in Hale County said three people had critical injuries. The National Weather Service said widespread heavy snow and freezing rain is expected throughout Friday, and flash flooding is possible across portions of the South. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott warned of treacherous roads and possible power outages. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a weather state of emergency and closed state office buildings. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, we'll do that. Thank you very much. It's Jeff from Sarasota. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I've been taking it for 7 years, and I take it every day when I get up, and I take it every night about midnight to help take care of the pain and the swelling and the discomfort that I have, the inflammation in my left leg and ankle and my back and my shoulder, whatever else may be bothering me at the time. And quite simply, it works. That's why I use it. That's why I'm telling you about it. If it works for me, it'll probably work for you too. And you don't know until you try it. Now, it's an all-natural product. It has not got any narcotics or drugs in it. It does have turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on at the moment by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil products, too, with key enzymes and proteins, which are good for you. Now, it also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And quite simply, as I said, it works for me. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and click on the little box that you'll see there, 1995, three-week quick start, and away you go. Now, there's no clubs to join, no hidden charges, none of that. It is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You can get it shipped to you sooner if you want. Otherwise, it'll be there in about 3 to 5 days. And when you get it, start taking it. And don't just take it and say, well, okay, I feel better now, I don't need it. No. The idea is to get it in your system and keep it there because it will continue to work for you. That's the idea. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have an interesting situation in California. California authorities reportedly cut off Black Lives Matter's funding, and they threatened to punish the leaders with hiding records on their $60 million bankroll that they got from monies that was given to them by corporations and donations across the country and around the world. What's this all about?
Well, Captain, of course, the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation Incorporated, the letter went out from the California Department of Justice saying it's delinquent with the Registry of Charitable Trusts for failing to submit required annual reports. Okay, now they've got about $60 million, evidently, and they're not filing the proper reports with the state regarding their charitable endeavors. And so what the state is saying is that it's going to withhold those funds or keep them from soliciting more donations or dispersing things until they finally get this right. Now, here's the next thing as well, and that is those who are sitting on the board or the corporate officers and so forth, they could be personally liable
sure.
for fines. They could also be fined each month that the report is delinquent. They can be personally liable for payment of all penalties, for interests, and any other costs that are incurred if they lose their exempt status and have to try to restore it.
Yeah.
So they can also face fines of up to $2,000 for each donation that they solicited. This is big-time stuff. This is going to be an election issue. No matter how this gets resolved, it's still going to be an election issue because you had big-time corporate America giving all kinds of money to BLM, as it were, and, you know, it's not being – they're not, being the stewards here that it should be, obviously, for in order to do what it's supposed to do, or at least it what it's said to do. You know, mm-hmm. they're just not doing it. So this is going to be a big deal.
Now, although a majority of Americans are against forcing public school students to get the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly two-thirds of Democrats polled want to make vaccinations mandatory. What's going to happen there when you got some of these states like Virginia that says, no, it's not required, it's not mandatory? And then the Democratic lawmakers went and passed a law yesterday, which, of course, the governor will veto to go against his recent executive orders.
Well, right. It just shows, again, the severity of the division. And when the division is there to the extent that it is now, it makes it almost impossible for us to move forward. And that sounds just obviously a general term, moving forward. But what does that mean? It means being able to, you know, live in our society. We're going to have COVID around. But the idea now that people want to impose something on somebody else because they simply want it to be so is going to continue this sort of this anomie, this separateness that keeps coming, you know, between us, and people are going to start going off the deep end more so than we've already seen, unfortunately.
I wonder why Joe Biden was reminiscing about the old Senate days, about the segregationists, when they were even shown a great deal of respect across the country in the Senate. I wonder why he was doing that yesterday.
Yeah, good question. Real good question. Well, he starts going off. I've noticed something about Joe Biden. You know, he'll be reading his comments, but then he gets up to the comments. He goes a little bit through the comments. It's almost as if he's waiting for the time where he's going to sort of break off from that and then kind of go off on a tangent for a little bit and then try to get back to the comments a little bit. And I don't think it's working well for him. It's really not, because he'll put his foot in his mouth like this kind of stuff.
Well, he did put his foot in his mouth and did a complete 180 about something yesterday, and everybody's just scratching their heads going, is this the real Joe Biden speaking up now, or is this a brain fart, or what is this? But he was in New York City. He praised the mayor, Eric Adams, and his anti-crime plan, unveiled new gun crackdown executive order, while saying, we are not about defunding the police.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
I know he alienated AOC and her bunch.
Well, sure. And on the surface, you know, it sounds real good. And we wish the president, any president, would say that more. But the proof's going to be in the pudding, Captain, as the saying goes, because, you know, Joe Biden spent a lot of his comments, you know, talking about, well, you know, they need to spend more money that I gave them in the Rescue Plan Act, and on it went. And it was, it started to sound much more like a, I've already done a lot of stuff. Like, I've done, like, lots of stuff, and I don't know why this problem is really happening, but maybe it's not being implemented correctly. But what we really should have heard, Captain, I think, was a full-throated 100% repudiation, not only of the idea of defunding the police, but also of saying, and these prosecutors who are letting people out of jail and don't want to prosecute crimes and all that, that stops now. You know, if he would do the something like that, then, I don't know, maybe it'd have a little bit more teeth to it.
Well, the people that are still talking about defunding the police on the Democratic side of the aisle, even as recent as yesterday in political ads, are Cori Bush, you know who she is, right?
Right, right.
And Ilhan Omar.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actively talking about defunding the police.
Well, defunding the police is nothing more than a continuation of destabilizing the country. Why in the heck would you defund the police? But, of course, they do it under the pretext that the police is some kind of, you know, racist structure that is only hell-bent on doing this and that and another thing to certain groups of people, and it goes on and on from there. So they set it up that way, so they look like they're crusading to stop a bad thing. But in reality, they know that by defending the police or dismantling the police, you destabilize the nation.
All right, we got about a minute here. Let's go over to Ian. Okay, Ian, we got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, letting criminals out of jail is an old Bolshevik tactic. They did it in the Russian Revolution. It's to create chaos. They're basically foot soldiers and useful idiots. They tear down the system, and then once they're not useful anymore, the Bolsheviks will get rid of them. This is just updated, that's all. The Democrats are not going to do anything against crime because the criminals vote for the Democrats. They are the criminal.
Sure.
The Democrats are the criminals' party. The Democrats are the criminals. The criminals are the Democrats. They're not going to do anything. And one more thing, gun violence, huh? When's the last time you saw a gun pick itself up and shoot somebody? No, it's done by human beings.
Correct.
You have to have human agency in order to operate the firearm.
Yep.
It's an inanimate object.
Yep.
Stop this gun violence. That's leftist speak. That's commie speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's their constituents that do the violence. They're not going to crack down.
Okay, got to go. All right, thanks, Ian. And by the way, we report, you decide. Those are stories that we're talking about. It's not me saying the gun violence. We're talking about what somebody actually said. Kyle, hold on. Folks, when we come back, we'll have our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. We're going to break, and we'll be back with the weather.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Robert McClinton, and that's one of his concerts he was at. And that's called Giving It Up For Your Love. And, Kyle, that's a classic. It's never going to go away.
No, it's not. In fact, I think that was his highest charting pop hit.
Yep.
It was back in 1980. It peaked at number 8 on the Hot 100, Giving It Up For Your Love. That's right.
Yep, yep, and double yup. All right, well, take it away with the weather out west, and we got cold temperatures, and then we're going to go to the east, and we're going to follow this storm.
That's right. The captain has a lot to tell you about tonight, folks. We have a little bit to tell you out here in the west. We're going to start up in Montana tonight. We do have, looks like, some high wind watches and also a wind advisory along I-90. This between Bozeman as you head towards Billings. Up on 4th of July past tonight, though, looks like we got 26 degrees and rain on Friday. Now, of course, it was snowing pretty good about 24 hours ago, and so be careful up there on 4th of July pass, because you're still going to have very low temperatures and, of course, slush, and that rain can obviously turn to snow as well. Also have a freeze warning to tell you about tonight in Central California, this along Highway 99, stretching from about Merced all the way down through Fresno, down towards Bakersfield, and a little bit north of Bakersfield on Interstate 5 as well for that freezing, for that freeze warning. Another hard freeze warning over near Kingman, Arizona. This is going to stretch on down towards Lake Havasu City, down to Blythe, California. Also, freeze warning around Tucson, Arizona tonight as well. High winds may be returning as well to Southern California. That means Cajon Pass. Right now, it's not so bad, not very windy, but as we get into the weekend, truckers, you may have some high winds there. So be sure to look ahead and make sure that you've got your high-profile vehicle ready to go. Up on Cabot's tonight, 36 degrees, cloudy, and bare pavement. That's good to know. Snoqualmie Pass, it's bare but wet in places, and 33 degrees. Be careful out there.
Boy, oh boy, here I go, and where I stop, nobody knows. Let's start in North Dakota. Very cold temperatures in North Dakota. A lot of below zero weather up there tonight. Western part of Minnesota tonight, very cold temperatures up there with temperatures below zero. The central part of Iowa tonight, very cold temperatures there. Temperatures in the single digits and slightly below zero. Down below in Kansas, the western part of Kansas, temperatures very cold there. Single digits most of that area. Oklahoma, about two-thirds of Oklahoma is under a really hard freeze warning with temperatures down into the single digits. Same thing for most of Texas. Now, we do have the snow with the storm that's up there. The eastern third of Oklahoma right now is under a winter storm warning from the Oklahoma line, Kansas line, on down to Texas and down there by Texarkana. The northern part of Arkansas tonight coming across to Little Rock, you're going to have snow, winter storm warning about halfway across. Then you're going to have storm warnings on and off all the way over to Nashville, Tennessee tonight. We do have a little bit of a warm patch where there's some rain up in, let's see, the northeastern part of West Virginia and the southern part of Pennsylvania and the southeastern part of Ohio, where we do have some rain tonight. However, north of that in Ohio, winter storm warning. Most of the upper part of Pennsylvania, winter storm warning. Most of upstate New York, winter storm warning all the way to Canada. Same with Vermont, same with New Hampshire, same with Maine, winter storm warning. And then down in San Antonio in Texas tonight, we have a stretch of I-10, which has got a winter storm warning. And then to the east of I-10, over towards Houston and to the north of Houston, we have an ice storm warning. So be advised of that. That could really get tricky over that away. Same thing for northern part of Louisiana, up around Shreveport, over east, almost all the way across, over to Ruskin, certainly. We have what looks like a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow. We've had the tornadoes come through Alabama, but behind them in Alabama, we have an ice storm warning right north of Montgomery going up 85 towards Georgia. The central part of Alabama tonight and Georgia, you've got rain so far. freezing weather to talk about, but it may be coming, and what's coming the other way. We definitely have got windy conditions and what looks like a possibility of some severe weather developing later in the day along the central part of the Gulf. When you go up the east side of the United States, New York, you're going to have some snow showers up that way. You're going to have a real rough sea today up in there, Cape Cod in particular. So we've got a lot of really bad weather going on here, Kyle. And that weather, along with the cold weather that's behind it, is going to make the weekend just a bit uncomfortable.
It certainly will. That's right. And it's really going to be something. So pay attention and be safe.
Yeah, and this winter storm is going to be shifting into the northeast over the weekend with colder temperatures coming in the wake of the storm. So this isn't just a one-shot deal. We're going to go back to our cold temperatures again with the snow on the ground, and that's going to make it even colder. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right. Well, folks, you know, with the My Rewards Plus app, you know, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, which brings you the Captain's Truckers Highway and Byway Report each night here on the program, of course. You can pull into any Pilot or Flying J out there along the road, and you can sign up for the Drivers Club. You can join the My Rewards program, download the My Rewards Plus app, and start earning those points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J, the fuel, the supplies, and also anything else that you're getting, and start building up those points, track them with your app. And by the way, as well, Captain, the Pilot and Flying J folks are giving back to the American Heart Association. With every purchase of a heart-themed e-gift card, they're going to be donating 10% of those proceeds to the American Heart Association. That's a great cause. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more.
What did you call that? A heart-beam what?
It's an e-card. It's an e-gift card. If you want to send your favorite trucker an e-gift card through their website, they're going to donate 10% of the proceeds to the American Heart Association.
Okay. All right. So check out the Pilot and Flying J, everybody. And remember, they're there when nobody else is around and you're looking for a place to pull in, especially in the bad weather. Try to find a Pilot, try to find a Flying J. They'll take really good care of you with this bad weather that's around this weekend in particular. All right, now, coming back, top of the hour, we got a lot more stuff to talk about. Certainly, it's a busy news weekend. We're going to talk about Jen Psaki. We're going to talk about Ilhan Omar. We're going to talk about Arizona Congressman Andy Briggs. And we got a lot more stuff as well. And don't forget our troops. Some of them are on the way over there into the Baltics. We'll give you an idea of what that's going to be all about. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.